Air, food, and water are basic necessities for life. Clothing is important. Many people in what we would call underdeveloped countries live with little or no clothing. America, on the other hand, has an abundance of clothing. People's closets are busting out at the seams. While we have multiple pairs of shoes, many people are lucky to have a pair of shoes. The ones that they wear every day, we would have thrown out long ago. Others don't have any at all. The clothing industry is big business. The irony of this whole thing is that Hollywood would like us to believe that while we have all these clothes, we ought to be taking them all off. By looking at the media, if a person didn't know any better, you'd be tempted to think we live in an underdeveloped country. Well, in a sense we do. Our principles and morals have become underdeveloped. Just because something makes a buck doesn't justify loose morals and principles. Do you have morals and principles? This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long. Every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
You. Welcome to the hour. Welcome to hour two of The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And the podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. Weeknights 6 to 7, the first hour is played on AM radio here in Johnstown, Colorado, 1360 AM. And we have an extensive listening audience. I drive into North Park. I can hear them up there, hear programs in North Park, Estes, up in Red Feather Lakes. If you get away from to the west of Laramie, you can hear it out there, Cheyenne, almost Kimball. But the thing is, you can stream on your cell if you're out at a distance. But so in the first hour, just one point is Kamala, she has a syndrome, imposter syndrome. There is a Dr. Carol Lieberman, and Lieberman says that she has imposter syndrome because she is not really vice president. And she talked about Joe Biden also after the debate, the debate with Trump, and that how Biden definitely had dementia, problems with dementia, sundowners. I say he has sun uppers as well as sundowners, and I don't want to joke about that. It's a serious, you know, when the mind starts to decay and go, Joe has sun uppers, sun downers, problems. You know, it's funny that Kamala, I believe, must have it too, because she had to wear two pearl earrings, which were speakers last night in the debate, so she could be coached. Why? Because she didn't have a teleprompter and she can't function without technology, visually or through the audibly. And she has this syndrome. It's a severe syndrome, very extreme, called imposter syndrome, because she's not truly, and she knows she is not truly vice president, never was. And Joe Biden was never president. He also had imposter syndrome. Now, with the two pearl earrings, I have the photo, a shot of the exact model created by a company by the name of Nova, N-O-V-A. And Nova means don't go in Spanish. It doesn't go. And that's why the Nova Chevy didn't sell well in Mexico. Nova, they don't want to buy a car that doesn't go. Are they crazy? So that's that is the company that manufactures these little earrings with the pearl, pearl earrings. Nova, Kamala, Nova. You don't go. You're not going to be president. You just wore the earrings that said don't go. And you're not going to be president. Now, also, the world is in trouble. And what I mean by that is, China, this was on the 1st of November, this was Starting November 1st, China is going to lift all restrictions on foreign investment in the production sector. China has opened the doors for companies, corporations to come and invest in China. This is huge because there are many nations presently that are very wary of the United States. And they are what the big caution occurred here 3 months ago when the world found out that America is beginning the conscription laws again January 1, 2025. The conscription laws began once again. And when the nations heard that, and they watch everything that comes out of the out of Washington, everything, because it affects them. Just like the draft in the Vietnam era, the minute the United States called for a draft of the young men, 1926, the world knew that America was on the march, on the move. And we end up in Vietnam. Over 50,000 young baby boom generation men are killed in that war. There were a few older, but mainly baby boom generation, which is important because the baby boom generation children of the United States of America is in it. They these baby boomers are in the Bible. King David in Psalm 24:6 said that there would be a generation that would seek the face of the God of Jacob. One generation. It would be at the end of things before Christ Messiah returns. And this is that generation. And out of the United States of America, a great empire, is where this baby boom generation would be born. This is why the Bible tied into history is vital, so the world can see God does exist and God does plan ahead. He does have plans for the baby boom generation, children, and the world. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Need pain relief? Gruska's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Feeling stressed? Struggling to unwind after a long day? Discover MyKind CBD, your natural path to relaxation and relief.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product, it's part of my wellness routine. I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Join Craig James and countless others who have discovered the benefits of MyKind CBD. Visit 1360khnc.com and click the shop button today and start your journey to a more relaxed, balanced life. MyKind CBD, nature's best, just for you.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
Okay, going back to, you know, one thing you don't want to have is you don't want to have what Kamala Harris has. You don't want that. Imposter syndrome. And she's never going to be president. Even though the deep state continuity of government intelligence agencies, even though they will, and the mainstream media, there is nothing they can do to put her in the presidential seat. The feminists, this is their great hope that now a woman will be placed in the seat of President of the United States. No, there is no seat, presidential seat for Kamala. There won't be a presidential seat for her. Like I stated in the first hour, that is reserved for Barack Obama. The only one that can sit in this seat of power in this country in the last final 8-year administration will be Barack Obama. I present it to you, and not so that you believe it. I don't have any power to get you to believe anything except that I do exist. I am not AI. I am a real person. And there's nothing I can do to persuade you. The only thing I can do is present to you the what I see in the Bible, my interpretation of what the prophecies that pertain to our time are revealing. We are in the final decade before Christ returns. That is, it'll be right at the end of, at the beginning. I'll tell you when Armageddon's going to take place. It won't take place in this decade. Armageddon will not take place in this decade. Armageddon will take place in 2022. I'm sorry, not 2022, 2032. I'm looking at my clock. It's 12/19/19, 12/19/22, 75 degrees, September 1st, 74 degrees inside, 75 outside. So I'm looking at all these numbers, so I get a little, I need to close my eyes. No, 2032 is the year that Armageddon will take place. So we have time to make adjustments and transition mentally, first of all, to transition mentally into grasping the reality that we're in the last decade. And there's nothing we can do about it. We have to accept it. And the reason that Christ is going to return is to judge the wicked. And to, he has to return, because if he doesn't, the wicked will destroy the righteous and the meek from off the earth, out of the earth. The wicked will destroy and eliminate the poor in all the nations. That's one of the signs of the time of the end of the world. One of the signs is that the poor people in the nations of the world will be disappeared, murdered, killed, starved, given diseases. You know, I reported last week that the World Health Organization has been giving the children in the Gaza the polio vaccinations again. Whose plan is that? Bill Gates of hell? Fauci? All these people in the nations, and I think it's in Isaiah 14, the leaders of the world, the kings of the nation, or the prime ministers and the presidents of the nations will be pressured into allowing the World Health Organization to cull, to thin the people within their nations. And these kings are all going to die. And then even after their death from the grave, it appears as if they're going to cry out, because the coming Antichrist, he may have power for great power for about 7 years, extreme power for 3.5 years, but eventually he will become weak like these other kings that Antichrist may eventually destroy. And they say to this Antichrist, "You who weakened the nations, who destroyed the nations, you have become weak like us." So eventually he will lose his power. Everything is in the Bible. Everything's in the Bible. The technology today, I'm going way off. I'm going out to where I didn't plan to go. But the technology today, much of it is going to be used after Christ returns. It will be used for good. You're not going to need nuclear energy. You're going to use scalar energy. There's going to be technology that is going to be used to bring in a millennial kingdom where there is very little disease. The nations are going to be healed from sickness caused by man through pharmakia, through what is in these pharmaceutical drugs. The world, there's not going to be any witchcraft in the millennial kingdom. None. You won't do drugs in the millennial kingdom. There'll be no fentanyl. There'll be no pot smoking. The marijuana plant is a weed. That's why they call it weed. You won't have hallucinogenics in the millennial kingdom. That's why people don't want the millennial kingdom to come. They want their drugs. They want their witchcraft. They want to do evil. They want to rape, murder, To be a beautiful woman, the Bible says, is a curse. The beauty of these young girls is a curse to them. They will be a target for pedophiles. For these gangs that traffic humans. You don't want this immense beauty. It is a curse. In a corrupt society, in a corrupt world, beauty is a curse. That's the world we're in. It's in the Bible. The Lord God touches every aspect of human existence, life to death, everything in between, the misery, the suffering. But God does have a plan. And the baby boom generation children, we are in that plan. And out of the baby boom generation will come a great, great technology used for good, used for evil. Revelation chapter 13. I do mention this often because I need to. There are two beasts in Revelation 13, a first and a second beast in an empire. And these two beasts, they are baby boom generation children from America. This is why I say I am livid when I think about the Christian people, the churches, the men who have been leading the body of Christian people in the evangelical churches in the United States. They want you to go to church, sit on Sunday, pay your tithes, but they don't teach you the end of the world things, things to come, things that are happening, the reality of the world we live in. And so what you have is a group of deceived children of God believing that the end is out 20, 30 years. No, it's not. The end, we're in the final decade. After this election, one of the proofs will be the return of Barack Obama. Does he know it? I think so. Can we stop it? No. You can't stop prophecy. We can't stop it. What God has stated is going to happen, like in Isaiah 46, I believe it is 46. God has declared the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying that I will do my counsel and it will come to pass. As I think, whatever I think will happen. He's declared thousands of years ago what's going to happen today. From ancient times, thousands of years ago, what will occur? It's happening. Now, the scripture says that the people in the time in which we live, they need to transition to consider it, to realize that the decisions that are going to be made have to be, really, you have to make wise decisions. One wise decision, I would not advise young people to have children any longer, not in the United States, because they belong to the government. They belong to the government. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, be back after this break.
Thank you. One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed, for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Okay, in the evenings, 6 to 7 on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado, the first hour of the programs of the Present Truth Play. And the programs are archived on 1360, both hours, 1360KHNC.com. On America's Freedom Network, the first hour is archived on the podcast section. And okay, now I forgot my thought. Oh, no, I didn't. The baby boom generation children, out of the baby boom generation, out of the United States of America, the whole world wants to know. They want to know, where is the Antichrist and the false prophet? Where do they come from? The whole world wants to know. The world is still believes the Antichrist will come out of Rome. He'll be a pope. Nope, not a pope. Even though the pope may be Antichrist and not a true Christian, which is my view about Francis. He's a globalist. He doesn't come out of Rome. Doesn't come out of the Middle East. He is called the Assyrian. So because of that title given to him, people think he comes out of the Middle East. Well, actually, the Assyrian Empire stretched all the way down to Kenya. Hint, hint. And some believe that he comes out of England. Big-eared Charlie. No. Nope. He doesn't come out of England. No. This person comes out of a great, great empire. The greatest empire in the history of the world. A great empire that has the ability to destroy the nations, not through weapons, through weather warfare, through technology. The United States of America. That's just the way it is. And the great technology of empire is documented in Revelation chapter 13. They can make fire come out of heaven, the beast, second beast, and the fire is hotter than the sun. What would that be? Laser. And the empire would have the ability to be a panoptic age, or a panoptic use technology for surveillance, visual, audio, reading your mind. Then in Revelation 18, it would be a nation that is very powerful in sorcery, meaning straight out witchcraft, devil worship, and also the implies a nation where the drugs will be used to open the hearts of people and demons can come in. Sorcery, pharmakia, pharmaceuticals. I have a friend that had to have a procedure, a heart operation, and he doesn't believe a Christian can be possessed or affected by demons. Well, he had an operation, and they had to fill him full of many ounces of drugs of one kind or another. And he is a pastor, has been in ministry for like 40 years. After the operation, he had no desire to read the Bible, pray, fellowship, go to church. It all died for a year. A friend visited him in Phoenix, said, you know, his name was, I'll think of his name, Herman. Said, Herman, tell you what, Herman, if you ever think you need prayer, if you'd like me to pray for you, you call me. He lived in the Carolinas. And Herman thought, this is really odd. Why would I want you to pray for me? He said, you just think about it. If you ever need prayer, give me a call. I'll pray for you. Well, after 1 year of being dead to God because of the pharmaceuticals, he called the friend, said, you know, I want to just come out and visit you. He said, I don't want you to pray for me. Just want to visit you. He went out for a couple of 3 days. And then he was getting ready to fly back later in the day. In the morning, the friend said, hey, why don't you sit on the chair? Let me pray for you. And Herman said, oh, okay. He didn't. So he sat there, and as they started to pray, Herman started hearing the guy next door in the other apartment screaming and yelling, and it was in severe agony. He didn't know if somebody was beating on him, if what had happened. Did he break a foot? Just screaming, screaming, yelling. And then finally, Herman was going to tell the individual praying for him, hey, hang on a second. Tell that guy next door to quiet down. And then all of a sudden, the friend stopped praying, and Herman opened his eyes, and he's on the floor. And he said, how'd I get on the floor? And the guy didn't say anything. Herman got up back on the chair, said, who was this guy next door? He was in extreme torment and pain and agony. And the guy didn't say anything. And Herman looked around and said, was that me? Was I the one screaming? This is what happens when demons come in to Christians. They don't even know it. But Herman told me, he said, I do not see it in the Bible where a Christian can have demons. It's not in the Bible. I said, it is in the Bible, Herman. You don't see it. And he said, no, I don't believe it. I know it's not, it's impossible for a Christian to be overcome by demons. I said, well, he said, but I do know one thing. I do know that I do feel better, but I don't believe I was possessed. But I do know for a year I didn't pray, read the Bible, go to church. But I don't believe, I didn't say a word to him. But later he says, I know what happened to me. Something was there, but I don't know what it was. I can't find it in the Bible. Well, this is real. This is what's happening in this country. To many Christians, I'll be back.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You better stop the thing that you do. I said a while.
And now I am 2 hours on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And because I now have jumped from KHNC, the radio station, to internet radio, I am incurring expenses. And if you would like to help me with expenses, then just write me, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And I felt I needed to go to a two-hour program, even though it was going to cost me, because I just begin to get a momentum in the first hour, and then right as you get your momentum, the hour is over. So I felt by the leading of the Holy Spirit that I needed to go to 2 hours, and I am going to do other things too, and I'll let you know. Right now I am putting together, my family, we're working on a website, and it will be your basic get you through website until we can tweak things, and it's going to be basic, but it's valuable. It is extremely valuable for me. So this way people can stream in, and they eventually I'll put some articles up and have other things that I think would be interesting. But if you'd like to assist me, just write me, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502, and I'd appreciate it. Now, with the friend Herman, pharmakia, the drugs did something to him. They were needed because he had a heart operation, but they did something to him, and something happened that he didn't believe was in him until after the friend prayed for him. And as this thing was leaving, which I call a demon, as the demon was leaving, it was screaming, it was in pain, it was in torment. Herman, there was nothing wrong with him physically. All he could do is he could hear this screaming of this person next door. But as this demon was leaving, it didn't want to leave. It was comfortable having a body, someone to control, someone that was no longer reading the Bible, praying, or going to church, or having fellowship, Christian fellowship. And the demon didn't want to go. But it went. And Herman told the friend, well, was that me? Was I the one screaming? It wasn't me. No, it wasn't Herman. It was the demon. Leaving, resisting, fighting. And then Herman told me, well, I don't know. I don't see Christians having demons in the Bible. But Rick, I know my experience. It doesn't make sense up in my head, but I know my experience. And he flew back to Arizona. And he got back, talked to his wife, and he said, well, and from that day on, he once again began to pray, read the Bible, fellowship, go to church. He left Arizona, moved to Oklahoma. Didn't know what he was going to do in Oklahoma. I told him, Herman, no matter where you go, it's all right. Because God will find you people that want to know the truth about what the Bible says, and they'll come to you. He rented a little apartment in Oklahoma where his daughter lived. The mom, the wife wanted to be near the grandchildren naturally, and there was nothing left for them in Phoenix. And I talked to him about, four or six months later. I said, Herman, how's everything going? He says, great, great. He said, I've got a little Bible study going on here in my home once a week. And I said, Herman, that is wonderful. Praise the Lord. I didn't ask him about the demon. I decided I would just leave that alone. This is America, the land of pharmakia, the land of demons coming in through pharmaceuticals. Doesn't have to be just mescaline. It can come in through heroin. But America would be a nation that would be steeped in every form of drug, natural and man-made. And guess what? How big is the drug industry in the United States? Prescriptions here, prescriptions there. I get advertisements for all kinds of drugs. You need this drug because you are mentally insane. You are mentally ill. You are unbalanced. Well, I know that, but I don't need a drug to help me with my psychological problems, which I'm joking, I don't have. At least I don't think I do. But some people, oh my goodness, some people, they think I might be touched. Well, we're all touched in one way or the other. We all have that streak of madness in us. That's just human nature. And I'll be back in just a few minutes. I'll continue. Now, podcasts are 1360khnc.com podcast section for the present and the Present Truth site. Rick Rodriguez, I will be back.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone, riders on the storm.
We are in the most exciting period of time in mankind's history. It will be the most difficult time, but nevertheless, in eternity for those who meet Christ and those who end up making it into eternity, we will be able to talk about how we lived in the empire of the Antichrist and how we lived in the most exciting time in mankind's history. Easy to say, maybe hard to live. Our experience may be difficult, but now this psychiatrist, she says that, one more time, in order to hide her imposter syndrome, she had to memorize lines she hoped would derail Trump. The imposter syndrome is where someone knows they don't have the qualifications for the position they are in, so they feel like an imposter, which is Kamala. And Kamala doesn't have the qualifications to be vice president, no less president. She has to know that Biden picked her to be vice president because she is a woman of color. He picked her to get votes from these demographics, not because she was the most qualified. This is true. And so last night's debate, another very, very important debate. It's not about who won, who lost. It's about who are the people that are part of this deep state, that are part of the continuity of government agencies, CIA, all the other 16 intelligence agencies, the military-industrial complex, the ruling families. There are these families that do rule America. They go to Yale, Harvard, Purdue, Princeton, Oxford. They do Cambridge. This is where they go. This is where they're trained. This is where they are positioned. From these colleges, these people are put into government, into corporations. These corporations are very powerful. The non-government, the NGOs, the non-government organizations. No. These are non-government, let's see how to put it. They are government agencies. They're total government agencies. They are all part of the apparatus of control for the New World Order. Klaus Schwab, handpicked by the Rockefellers. Schwab, Fauci by the Rockefellers. Soros, tied into the Rockefellers, but more so the Rothschilds. But I'm so out of time right now, I can't continue. I have to go. So for today, Rick Rodriguez, tomorrow, 11 a.m. 13th on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcast 1360, KHNC.com for both hours. We'll visit tomorrow. I forgot part of the story, so we'll have to talk about it tomorrow.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.